In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday, today the 19th of July. Great as always to have you along, everybody. Today is Economic Policy Day at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Economic policy, that is, once everybody stops talking about the news from last night, Melania Trump's speech, of course. We, however, are going to stay in our lane, taking you outside the Quicken Loans arena to see how what's going on inside is playing. That is our theme of the week. Insiders and outsiders in politics and culture, and especially in the economy. Our Washington Bureau Chief, Andrea Seabrook, starts us off.
Two young guys take in the crazy party scene outside the convention.
I'm Conrad Archom Schultz.
I'm Sam Ditzhazy.
This fall, they'll vote for the first time. They're 18 and 22 years old. And these are Trump's true believers.
Well, he's great for jobs. He's great for the economy. He's an American patriot. I mean, he's American.
Everything he's touched has turned to gold. His businesses, everything he's done has been successful.
Does it bother you guys at all that Trump is sort of not totally in with the rest of the Republican Party?
No. That's actually why he's doing so great, is because the thing is, politics in America is just, it's so corrupt, it's so crony, hence the Obama and the Clinton administration.
For Sam and Conrad, it's a great thing that Trump isn't a GOP insider. That makes him their hero. So they wander on down the street, packed with people hawking convention merch, looking for the perfect T-shirt to fly the Trump colors. In Cleveland, I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer. I met a very different kind of Republican outside the convention. His name is George Zinn. He's in his 60s. And his T-shirt says, "Stop Trump. Stop Hillary." I asked him why he wants to stop Trump.
I'm not so concerned about his ability to run the country as far as getting us out of debt and things like that. I think he's very money conscious. What I'm concerned about is his personality.
So if Trump, assuming Trump's the nominee, were you going to vote for him?
In November? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll vote for him. I won't vote for Hillary, certainly not. But if it came right down to Bernie Sanders and Trump, now I might do a little fasting and praying on that issue.
That's an example of how the poles of American politics are shifting. Those in will still vote for Donald Trump. He's conflicted. In Cleveland, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.